and low returns, call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Help us rebuild America. Help us put construction workers back to work. Pass this bill.
Hey, it has to be about jobs, isn't it? But is it about passing the bill or not? Hey, everybody, welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. The president is on a mission to sell his jobs plan, blame the Republicans by name, whether it's Mitch McConnell in Kentucky in the Senate, or talking about the Speaker of the House, John Boehner. He's mentioning them a lot in his speeches as he moves about the country, saying this is what we have to do. We got to rescue the middle class, and we got to put back, we got to put workers back to work. That's why you heard that, you know, the pass the bill there. And you look at stocks coming off of some of their worst levels. The stock market plunged again. The Dow Jones, wow, 391 points. You know how much that is percentage-wise? 351, 3.51. Not good. And why? Bleak news. That's what it always is. When you look at Alcoa, that was down almost 7%. Caterpillar down 6% and change. And United Tech down. So what does that mean? Because they're called blue chip index stocks. And when you look at those companies, normally their levels stay the same. They could go up, they could go down a little bit, but that's pretty volatile. And then that really shows you where the market's going. Why do you care if you just tune in and you're listening and saying, why is she talking about that? Well, I'm talking about it because a lot of you do still have, through the miracle of a few companies that are surviving, 401ks, and they tank when that happens. Or some of you have cashed in, or you rolled stuff over. And I'm not talking about people out there that have tons of money. You know, you could have $20,000. I don't care what it is, but it's money that you need. So then you have the Fed this week announcing that they were going to launch a $400 billion program to rebalance the portfolio, so to speak, and it's treasury deals. You know, buying longer dated treasury bonds. And so the global markets are having none of it. And there's definitely a threat of, well, it's already happening, double dip recession. No question about it. So while the Republicans were debating in Orlando and talking about getting Americans back to work, and talking about a slew of other things they would do if they became president, there are eight that were out there. The usual faces, of course. You had Mitt Romney and Rick Perry and Ron Paul, Michelle Bachmann. We know all the players in this by now. You know, ultimately, who is it that represents the Republicans? So here's what the current president, who wants the job again, the incumbent who wants to be a two-term guy, here's a hodgepodge of everything he said about the middle class, going after Boehner and McConnell, talking about workers getting back to work. Check it out.
There is work to be done, and there are workers ready to do it. So let's tell Congress to pass this jobs bill right away. If asking a billionaire to pay their fair share of taxes, to pay the same tax rate as a plumber or a teacher, is class warfare, then you know what? I'm a warrior for the middle class. Mr. Boehner, Mr. McConnell, help us rebuild this bridge. Help us rebuild America. Help us put construction workers back to work. Pass this bill.
All right, I got a fun fact for you. Serious reality check on the bridge in Ohio that Obama was talking about. Pay attention, everyone. Lean in closer. Obama's jobs plan that he was selling in the great state of Ohio at the bridge won't qualify. So, you know, because we're talking about rusting bridges and they want to spend money to repair the bridges to supposedly stimulate the economy, right? Well, here's the thing. It's the Brent Spence Bridge, and it doesn't really need repairs. That bridge can hold up to 85,000 cars and trucks a day, right? And now the bridge handles, they say, 100,000 or more, maybe even up to 150. But here's what the problem is. They're building another bridge to ease the load. That's what the whole thing is. So that kind of screws the whole deal up. And if they're going to hire, the hiring wouldn't happen. All of it wouldn't become a reality until 2015. So what year is it? We can all do the math on that. 2011. How does that help people now? It doesn't help people now. So this $447 billion jobs bill that he's pushing for passage right now is definitely stuck in its own sort of logjam in the Senate. And can you see why? Democrat Harry Reid says, you know, forget it, we'll close it down if we have to. Why can't we do this jobs bill? And it's probably not going to come up until later in the fall. But the reality is, how many jobs would it create? How many jobs would it create? And then there are other bridges that they've talked about. And, of course, everybody's doing digging, if you will, on this information. One of the bridges they're talking about, the other one that they're talking about in Ohio, as I said, jobs wouldn't even be there until 2015. They say that it wouldn't even be finished until 2022. So I don't see how this bill immediately stimulates the economy. How many of you out there listening to me would want to see the economy stimulated immediately? Not like down the road, because that's pretty easy to pitch a thing, try to get it passed, say it's everyone else's fault. Why won't they do this? Why are they helping the rich? What about everybody else? What about being a warrior for the middle class? But then he'd be long gone from office even. He'd be gone. So doesn't really make sense. I think sometimes they don't fact check a lot of what they're selling, and the president is starting to also get snagged in that as well. All right, of course, we're going to talk about here in this hour, we're going to talk about the jobs bill and jobs and where we're at economically, realistically, and a little bit more about what happened in Orlando, because there was another Republican debate. Who won? Who gave some pretty honest answers? Who's looking good? What are the polls saying right away afterwards? And also, We Can Count, a new Gallup poll, you know I'm a poll princess, comes out talking about, do you trust the media? I wonder if you're going to be shocked by the answer that I tell you when we go to We Can Count. I have a feeling you're probably not going to be that shocked. And oh, by the way, that satellite is still on target for Friday, a splashdown perhaps from space in the Atlantic Ocean, maybe? In your backyard? In my backyard? Nobody knows. Although, odds makers say probably dumping into the water somewhere, most likely the Atlantic. Stay with us. We're taking some calls on the flip side, 800-259-5791. Plus, we'll try to check the mail. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. choices. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We just have to stop the hit on small businesses. I think we need to print up some T-shirts that say that. Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, because it's really the small businesses and the people working for those companies that are really going to get slammed with health insurance premiums that are going to go up and a slew of other problems. You know, this has also been pushed into the background, but premiums are going to increase 5 to 15% in the next couple of years. So do the math. If you're not getting a big increase, how much of an increase are you getting? How much of a raise are you getting? How are you going to pay that? I mean, that's just among the things that we're worried about. So let's go to Ronnie in Utah. He gets the first crack at this. Hey, Ronnie.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, let me just tell you something about these freeways now. If you want to pay for these bricks, has got to be done on the freeways. The first thing they should have done years ago, should have made it a lot taller. You know why? That way you can have two lanes going one direction and two lanes going back. So you got four-way traffic. You got two, when they go to work, they go right side up, and when they come back home, they drive upside down going home. Now, that would be a good lifesaver.
It would be. But you're right. But here's the thing. You're seeing in places like Dallas, which is now the fifth largest city, they're doing what LA's doing. They're building those highways up and it's working, but of course they're way behind on it. And it's all about getting the funding and it's all about the closing the roads and all the other nonsense.
Well, now let's look at the other side of it. The funding shouldn't be a problem. You know why? We got three free trade agreements. We got Columbia, And we got, what's the other two? I can't remember, but, you know, all these countries over there are South American. Now, we're in Afghanistan. What is their number one product over there?
It's heroin.
Opium.
Poppies. Opium, yeah.
Opium. So, I mean, I don't know what the problem is. Our government's been involved with that for years, you know. I figure if they can... let the BATS sell 31,000 automatic weapons to the Mexican drug lord. Why not get some opium over there and sign a free trade agreement with them? I mean, we'd have more money in this country. You'd have a Congress so high and strung out, we wouldn't have gridlock anymore. You'd probably end up seeing a budget surplus.
Yeah, let's just, everybody must get stoned. Remember that song? We're just going to it because we can't stand it. We can't stand the, well, you know, and you're right. The free trade system and what's going across the national boundaries without any interference, you're right, can be a killer. It's a killer. It's supposed to set up to help everyone, but how much is NAFTA really helping? And you were referring to CAFTA. How much is CAFTA helping?
Nothing.
Yep.
Nothing. NAFTA is nothing more than the old giant sucking sound, or I call it free ride downtown. That's where you sit in the middle of the road and you got a boat and you take the oar and you keep rolling and rolling until the water comes and washes you away. But anyway, Kate, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. You're grateful.
All right. You are too, Ronnie. Thanks. Good comments. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale, how have you been?
Well, I've been good, Kate. And you?
I've been great. Thanks for asking.
Well, I think my president's got us in trouble now. My wife is starting to hoard toilet paper. I've got enough toilet paper in my house right now that to service 60 relatives with the runs for about 6 months.
So she's worried. She's worried about the prices going up at the grocery store.
Yeah, and worried about the availability of things. But on a on a serious note, you know, it's the same old thing with him. And another thing, Kate, with the UN. I don't know what the UN is supposed to do, but my goodness, there's... You know, they allow this nutball to come over here from Iran and give a speech like that. Why do we even bother going? I mean, why does our representative even show up in the hall for this?
I agree. Why should Susan Rice be there? Why should anyone be there to listen to the same nonsense over and over again, the fairy tales of the crap? Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same speech over and over again, denial of the Holocaust.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's, I mean, we just got better things to do with our time. So.
I agree. I agree. There's so many problems that are problems getting people back to work, seriousness of that, what's happening in the housing crunch, because trust me, the second shoe is dropping on that. The problems we have with immigration, you know, there's just a slew of things.
Well, you know, I probably mentioned before that I really favor Newt Gingrich as a candidate for the Republicans. And I realize, you know, this, you know, he's running for president, not marriage counselor. And I don't care about his Tiffany credit card.
Mm-hmm.
But he has some concrete programs, some plans to get our economy back again. I don't hear that much stuff from Perry or from
Romney.
Mitt Romney. Like I say, I don't, Newt's not popular. I understand that. But, you know, this backbiting everybody and my goodness, there's enough problems with Obama's presidency that, we need to point out some of those things. You know, like the deal with General Motors, you know, they paid back a lot of their money with stimulus money.
Yeah.
Part of their loan was stimulus money. Well, that's not doing anything.
No.
And then they allow them to negotiate a contract with the union where the union doesn't have to pay any money for their health insurance. I don't get a deal like that, Kate.
I know, neither do I. I don't get that deal. My family doesn't get that deal. Nobody in my family. I understand. I feel you. I mean, you're absolutely right. And the interesting thing on Newt, I like Newt. I said this before. The problem is he does not have the popular vote. He does not have the interest of the people. But when it comes to the knowledge, and you're right, whether you're talking about the economy, whether you're talking about entitlement programs, all that stuff, I think a lot of what he says, he's dead on the money. And, of course, that's in published. He's got a couple of books out. And when he acts as a commentator, he's very good. He's very good in that role. He's very comfortable. He just has no shot at this.
Well, I'm not sure I understand why. I don't disagree with you.
Yeah.
I don't think he does. He's too far down. But, I just think he's got a lot of good things to say and a lot of good ideas. But you're right. His candidacy doesn't seem to be going anywhere.
No, same thing with a couple of others. Ron Paul's another one that a lot of people like his ideas about the Federal Reserve and some of the things that people used to attack him for being kooky about. Now they're all embracing that. You know, here's the thing. And thanks, Dale, for the call. You have a great weekend. Here's the thing about our presidents. How are we picking our presidents? Whether they look good, they seem youthful and energetic and have good hair. I mean, I know that sounds ridiculous, but partially it is a charisma thing. And you can't help that. That's a human instinct that you're attracted to certain people, especially when they're speaking, when they're out there. And the gift of gab is definitely bestowed upon Rick Perry because he's pretty good with his, you know, he has a way of just cutting it down to the bone. And he's loaded with a lot of Texas phrases that make sense and can work in all kinds of crowds. And the same thing with Mitt Romney. He's gotten a lot more polished and, you know, just states things and answers things very matter-of-factly. And he can handle, you know, it's like comedians. Comedians have to know how to handle, this sounds weird, but they have to know how to handle hecklers. And both of them can handle the pressure on their feet. They know how to spin it around. They know how to say what they mean to say. It's very rare that they're caught stammering or stuck for an answer or have a deer in the headlights kind of look. They know how to come back on whatever they're being attacked on. And that's important because that's how that, you know, plays out. Newt is not as great at that. He gets a little hot under the collar and he doesn't play up to their same level. And I think that's hurt him. Although he does, as Dale said, he does have some good ideas, and he has a lot of friends on the Democratic side of the aisle, by the way. All right, coming up on the flip side, I promise we're going to hit the mailbag. You can also throw in your 2 cents, who you think won the debate, and what is it that we're looking for in a president? I think we want a straight shooter, at least someone we think is a straight shooter, where they can say they're wrong, they screwed up, let's go in a different direction, but they're not flip-flopping. No more flip-floppers. 800-259-5791.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all
the Speaker of the House says he cares about all of you taxpayers. He says there's too much politics going on, and he talked about the possibility of a government shutdown. Remember, that was thrown about. He says there's no way, Jose, on that one. Here he is.
Once they began to see where some of our votes were, they decided to play politics and vote against disaster relief for millions of Americans who've been affected by this. Well, listen, there's no threat of government shutdown. Let's just get this out there.
All right, some breaking news on that, too, by the way. There is not, well, I said there is not. The House votes and passes just early in the wee hours, not too long ago, instead of the gridlock in the House, early Friday, they pushed through that $3.7 billion disaster aid bill along with some stopgap spending bills to keep the government running past next Friday. So here we go again. Because when is October 1st, too, as we get to that? That's the end of the budget year. That's the end of the budget. So the vote was 219 to 203, and it reversed a loss for the House Republican leaders, remember, Wednesday, because of some of the Tea Party Republicans. But even before the House vote, the leader of the Senate, I was mentioning him earlier, Harry Reid, promised that the majority of Democrats are going to scuttle it as soon as it reaches the chamber on Friday, because they want more disaster money, and they're very angry over cuts totaling $1.6 trillion from clean energy programs. And they're saying it's going to be rejected. We're not going to do it. So there's still problems here. There's still a chance of a shutdown. They're trying to prevent it, but they're saying that now there's still a chance because look at the October 1st deadline. I mean, it's the same old thing back and forth. You know, it's like a bad game of tennis. It really is. And that FEMA money, the families need the FEMA money. John Boehner said it. He's right. The Senate should pass the bill. The president should sign it. Because forget the political games. It's going to deny the people the money that they need, whether it's from floods or hurricanes or whatever it was, that is killing them and killing their neighborhood. And you see that the stock market is crashing. People are very pessimistic about the economy. Unemployment is high. So there's a very poisonous, noxious, and toxic atmosphere in Washington, D.C. and beyond, I would say. All right, many of you still talking about those things, of course, because when I always say on this show, it's about the water cooler buzz, what's happening in your backyard, and the answer is the same. It's the economy, stupid. It's always about that. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
The mail is here!
Ooh!
All right, this one comes to us from John, who says, "Hello, America. Tonight, did you watch the debates? I thought Perry really got hammered on immigration, especially was asked a lot of questions about Social Security, and they tried to nail him there. But I have to say, Kate, I do like things about Rick Perry. It's almost like if we could meld the best of Perry and the best of Mitt Romney, we'd probably have the best candidate, and then throw somebody decent on as the VP choice, like Marco Rubio from Florida, and I think there's the answer. What do you think? Yeah, you know, if we look at who won the debate, I would say the debate was won, pure points, on Mitt Romney and the way he was able to maneuver around health care in Massachusetts when he was governor and all that sort of stuff. So I would give him high marks. There were big moments for Ron Paul, and even Perry had a couple of them. I mean, everybody hit at least one out of the park. They did. But what people want to know, are any of these people on the stage the right person to be the president? I mean, take the word candidate out. One of them could be president if Obama is beaten by the Republican. I mean, you know how I am. I'm about that third party situation, but we don't have the third party right now. By the way, some of the interesting statements, Herm Cain, who is the businessman turned broadcaster, said he would get rid of the EPA, just get rid of it and start again. Rick Perry tried to clean up his comments on Social Security because he said it was a Ponzi scheme, so that's easy to take off on because the worry is, would Rick Perry come in and do away with Social Security? What's really going to happen and what Mitt Romney is proposing, and which already has been talked about, is they're going to have to, if you are 50 or less, 50 or younger, they're going to have to raise the retirement age to 70. That's what they're going to end up doing. And I think that's what will be, I mean, that's what would be proposed by most of the people that are running on the Republican side of things. So Perry is trying to explain, and he's saying Social Security should really be a state issue, not a federal one. And, you know, he also said we were never going to move it back to the states. We said that they ought to have the options, the state employees, they ought to have the options, the retirees, of going off the current system and onto one that the states would operate themselves. So he kind of took away some of the stuff that he was saying and and threw that in, right? And there were some jabs along the way, to be sure. Okay, let's take this next one, and this comes to us from Ron. Ron says, Kate, I've been listening to America Tonight now for probably a little bit over a year. I really enjoy the offerings. Good job. And I don't find too many women on the dial, so I can only imagine what it's been like for you career-wise. It'd be fun if you talked about that one night. But that's not what I'm writing about. My question to you is about space junk. I know that you also said something about that. You've made some jokes and whatnot. Can you imagine if the dead satellite ended up in some suburb somewhere? They say the chances are crazy astronomical. And most likely it ends up underwater. But wouldn't that be wild? And you did ask the question the other night, would you keep your piece of space? And I have to be honest, I would keep it. At least for a little while, then maybe I'd make the phone call. Of course, I would probably wrestle with it, worried that if I had kept it for some time, that I would be in big trouble for doing that. Would you keep it? Boy, it'd be tempting, wouldn't it? No, I wouldn't keep it, though. I wouldn't keep it. Maybe I would let everybody see it, you know, have people over, throw a party, have a beer summit to show off my piece of a dead satellite that entered into the Earth's atmosphere and happened to land in my yard. But no, I would absolutely turn it in. Yeah, come on, of course. End up in a museum somewhere, and then they'd say, oh, it landed in wherever. Okay, here's another one. This one comes to us from Ellen R. Ellen R. says, not to be confused with Ellen Ratner, by the way, because I know some people have heard her on the show. I think it's a different one. Kate, did you watch what happened today on the stock market? I know you keep up with the financials and business. Very depressing. Almost 400 points. You know that this is the worst two-day dip since 2008, and the bank's too big to fail. Yeah, you know, it's very strange that, it's not very strange, but the market operates on bad news. So once the bad news comes out, whether it's blue chip stocks are sinking, some crazy disaster, whatever it might be, then usually the markets kind of roll. But not to this degree. Not to this degree. And what it is there was a huge sell-off for one. So that spiked everything. And, you know, you looked at what the Federal Reserve did, trying to lengthen the balance sheet, in their bid to stimulate the economy. And you know, so everybody's getting hit on all sides. And the yields on the 10-year Treasury sunk from, to 1.726%, 726%, from 1.868%. And that was a low for that as well. So, yes, the economic news was ugly. And I think that with the economy, the struggle with the jobs, the unemployment numbers, and companies reporting losses and whatnot, unfortunately, that's what you're going to see. Even gold went down $66.40 to $1,742. That's for a troy ounce. And it's interesting, though, when you think of where gold was. It's still, if you have a gold investment, that's pretty good. If you got in at 1,000, or whatever number you got in, it's, unless you just got in yesterday, that's still looking like a very good move. I think if anyone can afford that, and you can, because you don't have to get huge chunks of it, that's a good thing to have in your back pocket, so to speak. All right, let's get another one. This one's from Nina and Jim. Hey, Kate Delaney, we are a couple. We listen to your show. I have to admit, sometimes we get tired and we fall asleep to your voice. You have a fabulous voice. I was just wondering if we heard you in the past somewhere. Did you used to work in New York, perhaps? Because that's where we are. We're outside of the city. I did. I worked for WFAN in New York City for 4 years. I was there 3 months before 9/11, unfortunately, and all the way through to 2005, I guess it was, 2005. So how about that? That's probably where you heard me. All right, coming up, We Can Count.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
There's one conservative group that's not happy with Ben and Jerry's ice cream, and that's where we start for this edition of We Can Count. The group is called 1 Million Moms, and they are asking the public to send letters and emails and everything else to Ben and Jerry's public relations people to request that no additional batches of an ice cream called Sweaty Balls be released. Just so you know the history of it, that term came from a Saturday Night Live skit with Alec Baldwin and, a couple of other people where he suggested that, where they talked about it. They were making fun of NPR. And there were two women that were with him too, Molly Shannon and Anna Gasteyer, and that was the idea. It was very deadpan humor, and this has been quite some time. So 1 Million Moms is a Mississippi-based American family group, and they're saying it's not exactly what you want a child asking for at the supermarket because they don't really get it. They don't get the joke. And just so you know how it's spelled S-C-H-W-E-D-D-Y, balls. And I don't know if Ben and Jerry's is going to relent and not have any more of it or not, but they're getting some pressure anyway. They say already the company in just a couple of days got 500 emails in support of the flavor, and then they got just slightly more that said, please take it off the shelves. Now, this group also objected to another edition of the ice cream called Chubby Hubby that was released, and then when they had Hubby Hubby, because they were celebrating, obviously, gay marriage in that case, so you can kind of see that. But I don't know that they're going to relent. I just don't think so. Have you ever seen those zip lines? Of course you've seen those zip lines that go to wherever, the other side of the island, or they just go down to the bottom of the amusement park or whatever it might be. I've always wanted to do a zip line, but I've never done one. Sadly, on Hawaii's Big Island, a man was killed, 36 years old from Maui, about halfway across, and he was up 2,300 feet. He fell into a stream bed. A tower holding up one end of the line collapsed, so he plunged into that stream bed, and died at the scene. The poor guy was, he fell, and that was it. They couldn't do anything to help him. And then there was also a worker from Ohio who fell about 30 feet from the tower because he was closer to the end. And they took him to the Hilo Medical Center, and they think he's going to be fine. How awful. Whew. They were looking at it. They were investigating what was going on with the line because they were worried about it. And, they were actually out there doing some work on the zip line, trying to reinforce it. And sadly, that ended very badly there where, as I said, one guy looks like he's going to make it, but the other guy just, he was too far up and went down. And I don't know why, I just wonder how many other accidents we've had with zip lines. All right, quickly, I said that I would throw this in about Gallup. Do you trust the media? A new Gallup poll said that 55% of Americans do not trust the media. Yeah. They don't have confidence in the mass media to report the news fully, accurately, and fairly. 44 have a great deal or a fair amount of trust. 55 do not trust, do not have the trust. Gallup measured that. You know, they do those rolling averages. And in general, what the question was is newspapers, TV, and radio, when it comes to reporting, how do you feel about it? Remember, there's a big difference between newscasters and talk host, and I think that's probably part of it. The lines are very blurred for some people. Sometimes, I saw it with NBC. Remember the NBC debate and Brian Williams and some of the questions that he asked, and he's a news anchor. I think you could tell what he was asking in some of the questions that he asked about abortion and death penalty and whatnot. And a news organization where that's what you are, the news person, that's much different than being opinion-based, and I think that's what's really, really happened. And, of course, many of you will say, well, look how slanted some of the news is, too, because you watch and you compare the differences between the different channels and cable stations and whatnot. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I like how you put that line in there that newscasting is a little bit different than talk show hosting, so
it
gotta separate yourself there, Kate, from the that 55% there. You don't want to be part of that, right?
No, I don't. Well, it's true, you know that. If I was a news anchor at one point, and that the lines were clear then, that was when there was still journalism, and that's what you did. What are the facts? Who, what, where, when, why, and how? But now it's not, you tune in and it's not that way anymore.
Well, a lot of that's gotten to do with reality TV.
Yes.
A lot of it's got to do with, just that issue that was going on with the London paper that Murdoch held. And you hear all this stuff going on and people are putting their pocketbook before actual journalism, I mean, it used to be journalists really didn't make a whole lot of money. They're kind of like school teachers, they were just in it to, get the story and get the truth out, just like a teacher's in it to educate children and help children learn versus, making the big bucks doing something else, But now it's
sure.
turned into this just a, thing. Hey, you know, it's funny, you made a comment on your emails that were coming in. Some gal said, wouldn't it be so cool if a piece of space junk landed in my yard or whatever? And I think it was yesterday's show you said that. And I said, yeah, wouldn't it be cool if it landed right on top of you?
No. That wouldn't be. You'd get cut. If it was big, forget it. You could get pummeled.
Yeah, that's the point. I'm like, I don't want that stuff landing anywhere near me. But I would.
No.
If it did land, Kate, I'd keep the darn thing. And you know why? Because if anything comes through the heat belt, you know, into Earth, somehow makes it through it, you know, because that's what protects us for the most part from, you know, junk out in space. It's going to be fried to anything electrical in it. You know, it's not like it's going to come down and be in working condition that NASA or somebody can still use it, you know. So why not? I mean, you know. I mean, I know people that hate the Yankees so much that they got a piece of Yankee Stadium and they leave it in their backyard and take a whiz on it every day, you know?
Are you serious? Oh, man. That's hilarious.
They got a brick, you know? They hate the Yankees so much, you know? It's like, hey, you know, take their frustration out on something. I don't know. But anyway, though, so, hey, listen, I got my big trip to Vegas this weekend, so.
Really? So what are you going to do in Vegas?
Well, I got three concerts I'm going to, and then I've got, and what started out is me just going to see my favorite little Polish girl. I don't know if you remember her name's Basha. She had a couple albums in the late 80s, kind of a jazz singer slash.
Sure.
She took a break to go have a family, and then last year put out a new album. She's been touring all over the world. So I'm going to see her down there, today, Friday night, and then, Styx and REO are going to be there Saturday night. Got 12th row tickets for that. And even though I've seen Styx 100 times, you know, I think I was actually in the River Styx, but anyways. And then, don't laugh at me, but I've never seen him and I'm going to do it. Mr. Copacabana, Barry Manilow, so.
I'm not laughing. I think that would be kind of wild to see him, actually.
Yeah, you know, and I like his music, but anyways, so even though it's kind of chicky love songs, it's okay. You know, you got to blend your. Can't just be all one type of music or you'd be a dull person, I think. But anyways, though, the other thing is that, and with this all happening, of course, you know, my sister lives down there and she thought, well, we've got all these, you know, we've got a few relatives coming in. And she said, well, why don't we just turn this into mom and dad's 50th anniversary party? Cause they have 50 years at the end of the year. And I said, well, let's see, try to get people to come to Utah in the snow and ice and Christmas time when the airfares are super high, or come to Vegas and the end of the summer and have fun. So you can guess which one it was easier to sell to people in the family, right?
Absolutely. Hey, have a great time. I used to live in Vegas. I like Vegas. There's a lot of hidden things to do there. And one of the things is they have so many lounges where they have good acts that are free that you can just go from casino to casino. And, of course, there's all the touristy things too, like the Bellagio with the dancing fountains and the White Tigers and a slew of other things, the pirate show in front of Treasure Island and whatnot. I bet a lot of people in this audience have at least once in their life been to Vegas. I'm just betting.
In the event of, say, a full-scale alien invasion, how prepared do you think this planet's defenses would be?